getting to your green vegetable. They got a good many, kinds.
What about the ones that you see around a pond and they had long, thin bodies?
That's a mosquito. And then they got the mosquito hawk. Well, we was taught never to kill mosquito hawks because they'd eat the mosquito. A mosquito hawk is big, not too big, you know, but it's a big and it flies around.
I was never able to kill that anyway.
You wasn't?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Well, they're too fast. You couldn't kill them if you wanted to.
And then we had another kind of bug at night that would light up at night. Did you ever try to kill those?
What was that? We'd catch them.
Well, we never did catch them, but we'd make us a paddle. They had oodles of them when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
They called them a lightning bug, that's what we called them. And we'd get out there and see who could kill the most of them, and on top of that board, it was a, we'd have it stacked up like that. We'd count them, you see, to see who would kill the most.
Yeah. And
you don't see them anymore. I don't know where they're gone.
Cotton poison.
Cotton poison?
Poison, I think.
Oh, that's right. Now and then we'll see one in the late in the near the night while we're sitting on the porch. We'll see one flying around. But there used to be millions of those things.
What sort of stinging insects do you have here?
You have the little red wasps, and you have the yellow jackets, and you have the what else?
Where the wasps nest?
Huh?
Where do they nest?
The one that stings you?
Uh-huh.
They make them a nest. They'll start, it's just about this big, and when they get through, it's this big, and it has all the little ones up in there, you see. And they roost around your house, around the edge of your house, under those things where the rain can't hit them. The other day, I had a man come over here and help me with my lawnmower. I didn't know how to change the oil and all that. It's a new one. I didn't know, and I asked him to come and help me. And he came, and I was working in the shed all afternoon right where the wasp nest was, and they never bothered me. He came in there the first time, he stuck his head in there, one hit him on his head.
Did he?
There was one right there where I put stuff and everything, and I had never seen that wasp nest. And they go around the edge of your house. My daughter-in-law over there has a lot of them. I guess there's some around mine, you know, where the water can't, the rain can't hit them. They make that nest out of a, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of got a kind of a glue to it. They glue it to the wall and start on it.
And yellow jackets nest.
A yellow jacket's in the ground. I got in one time when I was a kid. Oh, there's something.
When they stung you, what happened? Did it
just swells. It gives you fever. No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where they bit you, just stayed.
It swells, and it burns. You know, for a long, long time. I had a wasp nest to sting me. Not just one. Several stung me on top of my head, and my eyes got just as blue. You know. From that, my eyes swole up and the flesh just got almost black. They're dangerous. They say if your heart is bad.
Did you ever see those kind of ones down here that would make big nests about the size of a football in a tree?
No, that's some kind of, that's not a yellow jacket though.
What?
It's a hornet. That's what that is, a hornet. Uh-huh. I saw a lot of those. They used to have a lot, but I have never seen any yellow late. It's been a good many years. I have never seen the one.
What about the one that would build a nest out of mud inside of your house?
We call them dirt daubers. You can go into my house right here. You see the sills under there. The sills is about this deep.